I ain't got a high-powered motor. I don't own a wakeboard. I got a 1970 Morton guitar and an outdoor carpet dance floor. I got burgers on the grill and beer on ice, and I'll probably be seeing you soon. I ain't making no waves.
Well, good morning. I'm super excited. It is time for our weekly Boat Smart. Stefan Schmidt, good morning to you.
Good morning, and good morning, Pensacola. And yes, you are listening to Boat Smart. I tell you, I was looking at the weather a little bit. So anytime we have these little rainstorms come in, I always suggest that you check your boat. Make sure that your drain plug is out if you're storing it on a trailer. Make sure your auto bilge pump is working and your batteries are charged. That way your boat don't sink in these rains events that we're having this weekend. So,
that would be bad.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd much rather say we're having a great boating weekend, but, you know, if we're not having a great boating weekend, we need to at least take care of our boats and make sure that we have them in the right position. Bows up, plugs out, make sure your batteries are charged, and make sure that your auto float and your bilge pump are working properly so all that water that's coming out of the sky can get out of your boat. So, you know,
we
got to have rain so we can enjoy the sun, so we can appreciate the sunshine, right?
That's right. It would be nice to keep the boats afloat.
That's for sure. That is for sure. You're getting good at this show, Jen. I'll tell you what.
I could pretty much run it at this point. Thank you very much. Keep your boat afloat is the thing.
Keep your boat afloat with Boat Smart. That is right. Very good. Thank you. Yep, you are listening to Boat Smart. It is a call-in show. You can call us at 850-437-1620. Boat Smart is sponsored by Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Key Marine is located at 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola. You can call them on 850-492-0487. That's 850-492-0487. Or you can go by and see them at Key Marine. Key Marine is your Yamaha and Mercury Repower Center. Special discounting prices on all Yamaha and Mercury motors. Key Marine specializes in service and repair on all Mercury and Yamaha product. They have trained technicians that can provide top-notch product service and repair. They can also come to you, so if you have a boat that's away from there, they can do service calls, and they can go to the boat at the marina at your house. Wherever your boat is in our area, they can go to it and service it on-site also. So you can also check them out on Facebook. That's where they put all their specials on, and they talk about the boats that they have in there on consignment. Maybe you're interested in selling your boat and moving up. Don't sell your boat and stop boating. We want you to move up to another boat, so call them for that also. I am the marine instructor at George Stone Technical College. George Stone is located at 2400 Longleaf Drive here in Pensacola. You can catch them on the web at georgestonecollege.edu. That's georgestonecollege.edu. You can call them at 850-941-6200. But I highly recommend that you go to the website, use the chat feature to get in touch with George Stone, and they can guide you to an area where you need to go as far as maybe getting a Pell Grant, maybe you're interested in talking to an instructor, maybe you're just wanting to see what we have available. So go to that website at georgestonecollege.edu, and there's a lot of good information on there. Remember, scholarships available, you must pre-qualify for those, and you also have VA and Pell Grants available as well. So again, this is Boat Smart. You can call us at 850-437. Text us also. 850-437-1620 is the phone number. I'm more than happy to answer any questions you might have on your boating experience. Maybe you're needing some maintenance tips. Maybe you're interested in my class. You have questions about that, or even comments. Maybe you're familiar with my class in George Stone and you'd like to make a comment about that. We can do that too. 850-437-1620 is the number. I tell you, we've had a busy week at George Stone, and you know, I always like to talk about the week and what we do around there. And I actually was out of school on Monday. I was not there on Monday. And my students know as well as my listeners that when we have a short week when I'm not there, or we have a short week when we're out or something like that, we always jam stuff into, we try to take our 4 days and jam it into three. And my students don't have a problem doing that. But I was actually away on Monday. I had a meeting that I had to do with the Florida Department of Education. We were doing a program review. Believe they review our programs every 4 to 5 years to make sure that we are doing what we need to do in order to teach the students what's relevant in our industry. So we had a program review, and it was an online review where I met online. So I could, and it was during my class time, so I had to have a sub come in while I did this online review with the Florida Department of Education. And I find it interesting that we are able to do that. So what we have is several teachers and from different locations throughout the state of Florida. They were all the way down to South Florida, and of course, me representing the Panhandle area up here. We were able to talk about our what we call frameworks. Our frameworks is what students are supposed to learn while they're in my classroom. These frameworks are generated by industry partners and schools as we communicate with each other the needs of the industry. So we take these frameworks and we use them to kind of come up with curriculum to teach our students and try to guide them in the right direction to make them a useful, good employee as they go to the graduation point of my class or any class at Georgetown Technical College. We all go by different frameworks for our programs. So we're able to go through these frameworks and start adding to and taking away things that are not relevant and adding things that are relevant. And I tell you, within the last, 15 years, 10 years, things have changed so quickly in our industry that you have to do these reviews to make sure we're relevant to what's happening in the industry. So we did that on Monday, and my students had a sub, and they were able to go out into the shop and continue working because the sub I have was able to let them do that. Sometimes when we get a sub, they aren't allowed to go into the class because the sub don't have the credentials. So my students work on computers for the day while I'm away. But just to give a shout out again to my students, they all showed up for class knowing that I had a sub. So isn't that something that they would show up during when a sub comes in?
Well, that speaks volumes, actually, because usually typically they'll be like, students, no thanks, I'll just stay home today and sleep.
Yeah, exactly, and that's what happens a lot of times when you get a sub in your class. Students don't want to come to school because you're not there, but my students, they kind of stay engaged, and they come to school and continue to do what they need to do. So I had a good day with that, working with the Florida Department of Education. They're rewriting our frameworks and trying to get them relevant to what we do. And and I was really pleased with what we're looking at and how they're changing up some things that getting out of the first part of our class is basically two-stroke stuff. So we're kind of moving a little bit away from two-stroke technology, going into more in the four-stroke technology kind of area. And that's where we're at in our industry now anyway. Everything, you know, is going to that four-stroke technology. So as it phases out in the industry, it also phases out in the classroom. So I'm excited about the changes that we made, and I'm looking forward to doing that. The benefit is to the students and the people that are hiring the students is we are relevant to what we're doing. The downfall is I have to rewrite a bunch of stuff in my curriculum to make it work, you know. So, but that's okay. It's worth it, and it helps my students to become more employable as we move forward. So it's very exciting to be able to help with those. I've done this the last two times, and I've always had input. And my principal, Mr. Rollins, knows how important this stuff is to me. So he always makes sure that I have the ability to have my say whenever we're doing the Florida, the frameworks for the Florida Department of Education. So really pleased with that. And again, it only helps my students. So as we're talking about advanced technology and changing those type of things, I don't know if you were on the show, Jenna, I don't think you were the host at that time, but now we had a new technology come around. It was called the Yamaha Helmmaster EX. This is the latest technology that Yamaha provides for. It's a joystick steering system with electric steering. Everything is fly-by-wire. Technology. It has autopilot and just so many features to this system. It's called the Yamaha Helmmaster EX. And we have this in our classroom. And believe it or not, I believe that we are right now the only school in the country teaching this technology. And I'm serious about the only school in the country. When this system came out, we purchased it immediately and added it to our classroom or to our shop curriculum. This is for my advanced students. This system is for my advanced students to work with. And I had a student when we first got it, I had a couple students that wanted to jump in there and learn this system and understand how it works and start putting it together. And when you look at this system under a console or in a dash, it looks very, very intimidating. And at the time when we purchased this system, Yamaha themselves, I worked closely with Jeff Crane, who is the Yamaha service manager for our area, and he was telling me that even the dealerships didn't have this system in place.
That's pretty cool.
And that they, yeah, that they were having to, when they got it, they had to learn because Yamaha hadn't really had a class on it yet. So we were teaching my students this system before Yamaha even came out with a class on the system. So I found that very interesting that we could do that.
Y'all are ahead of the times.
We're ahead of, yeah, we are ahead of, we got ahead of Yamaha, believe it or not.
That's pretty good.
With the system. And
don't tell too many people. I don't know if they'd like that. I guess it's too
no,
late.
No, that's okay because they're backing me up and they're helping me to learn it. So
that's right. That's true.
So, yep. So we ordered the system and had it in our, I think we had it in our class in July. And we worked with that system in July. And started putting it together and actually had a working unit. So what happens with those modules, if you want to call it a module, with that module, students, since it's an advanced module, sometimes that system will sit over there for a month or so without anybody really doing anything with it because I have to wait until the students are advanced enough to do that. So it happens in stages. We'll have modules that kind of sit there, and I call these modules because we have areas that we have engines in and these modules that students can work on that include engines and controls and things like that. Maybe it's laptop type stuff, those kind of things. So this module had sat over there for just a little while, a month or two. And then when I was gone on Monday, I came in on Tuesday and I'm looking around my shop, making sure everything's where it's supposed to be. And I noticed that some engines were being looked at by some of my students. The cowlings were off and I can tell that they had been working on them on Monday. So the students were looking at this module and another module with some 200s in it, and they were looking at this module. And when they came in on Tuesday, I started talking to them about it. I said, hey, who was working on the 200s? And I had a couple students that said, we were looking at it, just kind of trying to see what's going on with this system and what's going on with it. And I think it's great when a student gets involved with their learning path. In other words, these students are interested and they want to learn about these systems that are out there looking at them. And with that, I went ahead and said, okay, since you're interested, let's move forward here. Let's go ahead and get this system running. So we want to get, and we started with the Yamaha Hellmaster EX system. And I had the students start working through the system, getting it reconnected to an F-250 Yamaha. And they started working on this system and started the learning process. And it really involves a lot of study. Since this is a new system and not everybody is well-versed in it, as I'm not well-versed in it, I'm familiar with it, but I'm not as well-versed as we can be because it's a new system. So I have to work with my students and take some time with them to put everything together. Mm-hmm. Okay? So my students started working on the system, and by the end of the week, we had this system working properly, running that F-250 in our test tank. So it was pretty cool to make that happen. So this advanced technology is in my classroom, and I was so proud of my students because when they looked at it, they were very intimidated. Mm. And they were kind of going at it the wrong direction. They weren't really reading and looking at all the components and stuff. So what I made them do, or requested that they do, I said, let's take this system totally apart and start from scratch and put it together piece by piece by piece. And that's what they did. And by doing that, they started to learn each cable, each component, each part of that system, and put it back together. And during the process, it's hard to explain to my listeners, but when you get all these wires and all these components in a console atmosphere where everything's in underneath the console, mm-hmm. it can get very intimidating because there's a lot of wires going in a lot of different directions. And we ended up having an issue where we could not get the system up and running. And I say we because I was involved with it. I try not to put too much into me getting my hands into it. I'd much rather kind of step back a little bit and watch my students work on the system and try to encourage them and say, okay, you can do this. We need to just kind of take a breath here, decide what we need to do to fix our problem and think it through and make it work. And that's what they did. They started looking at it. We started adding components and that kind of thing to this system to try to get it up and running. Well, at one point, it was interesting to me that one of my students said to me, he asked me about the previous student that worked on the system. And he said, when will that student, he's actually one of my co-op students, said, when will that student be in class and maybe he can help us with this? And when that student said that, I kind of said, well, y'all take a break from this one. You know, let's go ahead and take a break and we'll walk away and then come back. So what I did with that comment with that student, those two students, I said to them, I said, here's the deal, okay? If you want this other student to come in and put this together for you, you're not going to learn anything. What I want you two to do is work through this and get it working yourself. I said, that's what that previous student did. You know, alongside me, him and I worked through this brand new system that nobody's ever seen before. We laid it out on a table and we worked through each component, making it all work together on a bench until we installed it in the console. And that's what we did together. This student, this previous student, had the want and the need to learn this system because he understood that this is so well advanced that it's going to help him. It's going to benefit him in the field when he goes to work someplace, right?
Right.
So these two new students that started working on the system, I told them that. I said, why don't you just kind of, you know, let's work through it ourselves. That way you learn more. That way you understand the system and how it works. And let me tell you something. When they got this system up and running, it was like bright eyes and light bulbs going off over there. You could almost literally see that in my shop area. And to
that's
me
when I figure something out in life.
Yeah, it's so very cool to me to see these students just light up with this knowledge and this the gratitude of understanding that they fixed something and the feeling that they get when they do this kind of work. It's amazing to me to see that. And that's kind of how my class is. When I see these students light up and learn and start to become a marine technician and learn this advanced stuff, and not only the advanced stuff, but everything that gets them from point A to point B to point C, all the way up to where I'm able to put them in the field working, it's such a good feeling for me and the other class, their other classmates, and for them to watch them advance to this level. And I think I want my listeners to know and understand that we take students that come into my class that have very little knowledge of even tools sometimes, or very little knowledge of any kind of mechanical type engine or what have you, and to watch them a year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 7 years down the road, where they go from point A all the way to where they're starting to make a living and have a career in the marine industry. To be able to see that is something that I can't explain how it makes me feel. And to watch these students advance is such a great feeling to see that. And that was my takeaway for this week, is watching these students grow in my class. I had two co-op students come by last night, and to talk to them and have them talk to my class and to see how far they've came from the time they left my classroom until they move forward into the field where they're under my co-op program and getting ready to graduate here in the next few months and become technicians with a career in our industry. It's simply amazing to watch that happen. And I tell you, I talked to Jeff Crane yesterday on the phone. Jeff Crane is, our Yamaha rep for our area. We were talking about the Hellmaster EX. And he was telling me that dealerships right now are having I wouldn't say problems, but they're trying to gain knowledge on this system because they're now installing this in the boats, or the boats are coming with this system installed in these brand-new boats with all this technology that's available to these customers, and even dealerships are having, you know, trying to understand the system. And I almost wanted to say, well, have them come by here and let us show them, you know, but of course that wouldn't work. But it was a good feeling to talk to them, or to talk to Jeff about that yesterday, knowing that we're trying to get ahead of that, you know, that advanced technology curve in our classroom. So it really is. It's been a good week. And I know I've spent a lot of time talking about that, but technology is a big deal in our classroom, and the advancement of technology and understanding the advancement of technology is so very important to us that we want to continue that. And with the benefit of having Mercury Marine and Yamaha Marine backing us up through all of this, along with Key Marine Center and what they do for the show and things like that, it helps us to move forward. And it helps us to continue helping the students advance to a point when they go to work at these dealerships, they understand what's going on around them or have a good understanding of that. So it's just been a good week for us at school, and my students have learned so much moving forward. I had several students start jobs this week also.
Oh, that's awesome.
And those students are doing well. They're started part-time, and usually that first week of part-time, they do pretty good. They're working part-time, they're coming to school, and, you know, I see them because they're excited about it. But they're all doing well this week. They came into class on time. They're doing what they're supposed to do as far as class is concerned. And I ask them every day, how's work going? And they're having the three students that started their jobs on Monday are doing really well, and already these locations are happy with them. So it's a good sign. It's a good to know that my students are willing to get out there and learn this technology, and they're wanting to go to work in the field. So it's very exciting for us to make that happen. I've talked about this the whole show. We're almost over already. We've got 2 minutes left. I don't know if we have time for a text or anything. Let me throw that number out there, 850-437-1620 is the number. If you have a question or you just have a comment, be more than happy to take that really quick here. Well, it's 10:29, so we're probably not going to be able to do that, Jenna.
That's all right. But, I mean, let's just celebrate. When you say students are starting a job, that's pouring into our community, that's showing that the economy is flowing here. So that's a huge win right there to end the show on. That's amazing.
Yep. It is. It's a win, and it is great that students are able to get out there and get to work in the field. Again, I'm going to end the show. I want to thank our listeners. I want to thank Key Marine for sponsoring the show. Key Marine is located at 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola. You can call them at 850-492-0487. Remember, Key Marine is your Yamaha and Mercury Repair Center, and they have my students working out there, my previous students. I have several working at Key Marine, and they are doing a great job out there, and I hear from them quite often, and they're happy at Key Marine, and they're learning a career, and they're continuing their education also through Key Marine and Mercury and Yamaha. So thank y'all for listening. I'll be back next week.